Today is August 16th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. Today's Music Bits segment is about Madonna. I've talked about how manipulative and selective the radio can be in the past, and all the independent channels have been bought up by monster conglomerates like Clear Channel, Nationwide, and many artists are now being excluded. Madonna is one of them. Madonna! Now, she's been in the music industry ever since 1984. The Guinness Book of World Records credited Madonna as the most successful female recording artist of all time. She sold over 120 million albums and is on a wild and controversial successful tour, even as I record this podcast. And yet, you can't hear her music anywhere. Why not? Because Clear Channel has created neat little categories which one's music must comply with. If it doesn't, then you're out of luck. They have the country channel, the pop channel, the classic rock channel. They've got the hip-hop channel, but if you don't fit into their neat little genre boxes, then you don't get any airplay. Radio stations nowadays don't have a variety of genres that they broadcast. Genres like techno. Since Madonna's album is mostly electronica dance music, she's out of luck, even though she's a legend across the entire nation. I think that her music, this time, isn't tailored to American radio's fickle taste. She's been in England for a while, and techno is all the rage over there, so she brought it to America. But because techno isn't one of the genres on the radio right now, her name was scratched off the list of the exclusive radio party. But Madonna is touring with sold-out shows. Doesn't Clear Channel understand what Americans listen to? Of course not. It shuffles through the genres constantly, and the genres that didn't make it to the current round of airplay are unsuccessful. This concerns me for my future in the music industry. Country music is really big right now, but maybe in 7 years when I finish college and I'm ready to pursue a career headfirst, country music could be completely obsolete. What will I do then? Oh my goodness, America's taste in music, or at least the radio's taste, is very fickle, and unless I can conform to whatever genre is hip and cool at the moment, then I'm out of luck. I'd have to travel to other countries where singing Western music isn't career suicide. Madonna usually can play that game really well. Unfortunately, the radio is volatile, but Madonna's surviving without airplay. The terms success and being boycotted by the radio, put together in one sentence, would usually be considered an oxymoron, but Madonna has proved she doesn't need the radio. Even though I don't approve of many things Madonna does, I am impressed. Last Saturday, I performed at another county fair. It was only for 15 minutes compared to the 45 minutes of the last one, but it was a much more satisfying performance. I had to travel a long ways to get to this gig, but it was completely worth it for the scenery alone. It was so beautiful. The shafts of light from the sun touched the ground. It was so green and gorgeous. There were houses on the lake. I felt like I was in a postcard. Singing there was a real treat. Unlike last time, I was healthy for the show, which made quite a difference. I was pleased in my vocal performance, and I had lots of fun performing. There was a crowd to sing to, which made it easier to give a fun performance. I was so pleased with how everything went. It was my best performance of the summer. The song of the week for this podcast will be that set. I hope that you enjoy listening to it as much as I did performing it. The three songs are Jesus Take the Wheel, Why Haven't I Heard From You, and One More Time. I was really glad I did this performance. It was a real confidence builder after the last one when my voice broke so many times. I was getting scared that I couldn't sing well at live gigs anymore, so I'm glad that I could do my best at this performance. I hope that you like it.
Okay, my name is Brianna, and I'm also a country singer. Woo! I love country Oh my gosh, I love country music. It's definitely my favorite genre to listen to. Martina McBride and Shania Twain are my definite favorites. Some newfound ones that I like are Reba McEntire and Alison Krauss. The first I'm going to sing for you is Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood. This is her first single released a year ago. She's the winner of season 4 of American Idol. Do any of you like to watch American Idol? Next Tuesday, they're actually actually starting the auditions for season 6, so if you want to run over to California really fast, you could be on the next season. And you wish you could spend one more moment with, I just had to write this song for you guys.
Alone, we're gonna be together forever.
to agree with Sarah's song choice. She chose a great song to end with, Why Haven't I Heard From You? That's also going to be my ending song.